Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I was watching the new Naked Gun on there last night on Paramount Plus.
That's great.
Yeah, it was awesome. Fun. It's neat the way they kept that franchise, or at least trying to keep that franchise going.
Bring it back.
216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. So, you know, we had a chance to talk to Frank Stamps, and I thought the glowing remarks that Stamps was, you know, when we talk about linebackers and we talk about trying to adjust quickly, Carson Schwesinger has been able to do that without a beat. And then, you know, we started talking in the break. What if this draft class is a true indication of what Andrew can do?
A reset, a reboot.
Well, knowing that you have a first round pick,
yeah,
you know, so like you put him in a position where he has picks, and next year, I think the biggest question Jimmy has is, does he trust him with two first round picks next year? That has to be the biggest question you have. So grayed out so far in a very short window, where you think they are with this draft class. Mason Graham has been a win. Carson Schwesinger has been a win. Harold Fannin has been a win for a third-round pick. Quinshon Judkins, go back to another second-round pick, at first might have been a little shaky, but he is a true win when you get a guy that can give you over 100 yards a game.
I think so far Judkins and Schwesinger are clearly the top guys out of this draft class. I like what we've seen from Mason Graham.
Mm-hmm.
Not huge impact yet. You know what I mean? We're not seeing the same type of big plays that we're seeing out of Judkins on the offensive side or Schwesinger on the defensive side. But I like Mason Graham. I think he's going to be just fine and probably in the middle of that defensive line for a long time. I think Harold Fannin is on his way. You know, I'm not ready to call him the second coming of Rob Gronkowski or Tony Gonzalez yet.
Or David Njoku, even?
He's on his way. I haven't seen things yet, Andy, that make me think, oh my God, this guy's a Pro Bowl tight end. But he could be. You know, we'll see. We'll see what he's able to do. What you're looking for is a weapon on offense, and I think Harold can be that. And I'm a little disappointed, and I have to temper this. I'm a little disappointed we haven't seen more of Dylan Sampson, because I was hoping that this would become a Detroit Lion type of running back situation where you had Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, and you had two guys. I get that you have an absolute beast at running back and you want to give him the ball like crazy. I love what Dan Campbell and the Lions have done where, okay, here comes Jahmyr Gibbs. We need to see more of him. Yep, but oh, wait a minute. Here's David Montgomery busting off a 30-yard run. All right, well, here comes Gibbs. He's fresh. Look at him go. I love that, and I hope that that's what this becomes and doesn't become a give it to Quinshon 26 times a game and everybody else gets one or two carries. But I don't think there's any question. Early returns, Andy, this is the best draft that we've seen here out of Andrew Berry. I don't think there's any question about it.
Well, he's got four guys starting right now.
I don't think there's any
question.
He
has four starters right now that he drafted this year. Dylan Gabriel, Quinshon Judkins, Mason Graham, Carson Schwesinger.
Yeah.
And, you know, Fannin's out there all the time. So now you're looking at five rookies on the field, and you ask yourself, why do they only have one win?
You got five real contributors.
So if you're looking at yourself, though, and you're saying, oh, I'm surprised with the way the defense is playing. How do they only have one win? I mean, you have four, almost five starters. Almost five. I don't want to take that away from David, but if they went into a double tight end set, that Fannin would be the other starter over there. And the thing I like about Fannin the most is when he gets the ball and just give him a little bit of open space, he gets two, three steps, and then he'll have defenders hanging on him left and right, and he can bully his way through that. I love that part of his game. I think that is just – it's fun. But Judkins has also proved that we can get a back that has that burst of energy going through the line or can hit the hole fast.
Well, as Frank just said, he's the real deal.
Yeah, it's fun to watch him, too. So
it's an NFL linebacker telling us he's the real deal.
We were talking about being entertained. I know they only have one win, but I do find things about this team entertaining, don't you?
I look at sports differently. Yeah, I find it very entertaining. Very frustrating at times, but also very entertaining. Quinshon looks great. I'm curious to see how Dylan Gabriel progresses. Again, I'd love to see Samson in there. You know, Shador maybe at some point this season. Let's see. But I don't think there's any question. This is the best draft that Andrew Berry has had.
But is it enough to save his job? That's the question. Knowing that he took two quarterbacks.
Andy, it goes back to this. It goes back to what we've talked about. What were their marching orders this year? We don't know what those were. When the owner says, we took a big swing and a miss at the quarterback, man, that to me is hitting reset. I mean, that's rebooting the whole thing.
I understand why Andrew would have more time to do this, because if the Watson deal came from ownership, that means you took away three important pieces to a general manager's life. A general manager wants to look at that depth chart and see ones next to the guy's name left and right.
It was two-thirds and a fourth, too, which if you're a good general manager, you make hay with those picks. So in theory, six guys.
I think when you look at – I mean, imagine if they had five rookie starters this year and that all of the guys that came from the picks they would have made at first, I mean, he could have his own guys in there starting that were all first-round picks.
The only thing I'd say, Andy, I think Andrew Berry has done a pretty good job of drafting defensive talent. I've harped on it, and I'm tired of hearing myself say it. They've not drafted well on the offensive side of the ball until this year.
We still haven't seen Mike Hall this year. That defense can get better.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, Mike coming back from injury, we'll see. Mm. But I think they've done a pretty nice job of drafting on the defensive side of the ball. Offense, not so much.
Speaking of Mike's, let's go to Mike in Bay Village. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello, Mike.
Hanging in.
Good. Hey, not to beat the bush here. So you're right. Stefanski has gotten pretty much a bad offensive roster, and that's completely on Berry. But the thing that I question with Stefanski is his in-game decision-making. I mean, how many times did we all look at each other going, why is Chubb on the bench? You know, this last game, why was Keyshawn on the bench in the third quarter? How many times have we looked at it when we're first and goal on the 1-2 or the 3 and we can't punch it in because he overthinks it? It's in-game decision-making that makes me believe that Stefanski's not the guy that's going to take this team to the next level. He may be a decent coach, but he makes decisions that you just shake your head at all the time. And that's what I don't get. And I can't believe other people just aren't seeing that day in and day out. That's how I see it. So,
Mike, I think there's some validity to what you're saying. Because I remember it used to drive me nuts when they'd be in the red zone and you had Nick Chubb and they weren't running the football. And they were throwing the football and Nick wasn't even in the game sometimes. So I agree with you on that. And hopefully that continues to improve and they continue to figure it out. Should you be better in your sixth year? Maybe. All I know, and Frank as Frank pointed out, you know, we've been talking about it for a couple of days now. You're in Minnesota, or you're in London against Minnesota, and you have the lead late in the game with a rookie quarterback and some rookies and an offensive roster that's not very good, and you had a chance to win the football game. You didn't.
Can I flip this story on its head here for a second? Make the case for Kevin to be here.
Indy, I don't think he's got a whole lot of offensive talent to work with. I don't. When he had good offensive talent, he did a good job. First year. He inherited a pretty decent offensive roster and made the playoffs.
Is it easier to make the case for him to be here or not be here? And I do think a lot of this.
Perspective you want.
It's reactionary from Sunday.
Well, here.
Like, there are people super mad at him for what happened at the end of the game.
You want to make the case for a coach not to be somewhere? You've not scored more than 17 points in 10 straight games. You don't need to say another word.
And no, I don't think you're going to get a lot of.
Right. You don't need to say another word. It's easier to say, well, that's not working, get rid of him, than it is to look and think, do you have a pretty good coach here? Do you want to stick with him and be patient? That's tough. It's easy to go, blow it up, get him out. Because you haven't scored points.
Let's go Frank in Euclid. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up with you, man?
All right, well, first of all, let me just get everybody all upset right now. I'm a Steelers fan.
Are you from Cleveland?
You gotta be
no,
something.
No, I'm from Pittsburgh, sir.
All right, you got to understand.
You're allowed.
I have respect for you. If you're from Pittsburgh, you moved here, I don't have any problem with that. None at all. Well, it's from Cleveland that were born and raised here that are Steelers or Ravens fans. That's the issue I have. So go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I agree with you on part of that also. But see, just so you know, I'm over 60. I remember the Steelers before they won their first Super Bowl.
Thank you. So you respect your own history. I can appreciate that, my friend. You can honestly say
the Browns history.
In your lifetime, well, the Steelers history too, that they sucked in your lifetime too, that the Steelers were not good at one point. Yes.
Well, my very first Steeler game was in Pittsburgh Three River Stadium, and it happened to be the first time that the Browns won. And I'm sitting there going, are you kidding me?
Hey, what are you doing Sunday? Maybe you need tickets to the game. You need to go.
Well, I'll take free tickets, but I will tell you this.
I am
sneakingly suspicious of Tomlin's ability to win this game. Hmm. I really am suspicious of it, because if you think about the fact that Tomlin, who I'm a big critic of, doesn't come through when he should come through with things, and he relies too much on Boswell in getting his game.
So you like the Browns this week? Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh. Yeah, I do.
Oh,
yeah, I can feel it. I kind of heard the undertone.
Well, the whole thing is I've made jokes with my Browns friends. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll trade you Stefanski for Tomlin in a case of Iron City.
Goodbye, Frank. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
We need some POC. So we need around here. Do I want to do this? Don't. I'll do it.
You have to ask. You already know the
LeBron
answer.
LeBron in Cleveland. Go ahead, LeBron.
Hey, good morning, guys. First time caller.
Awesome.
I just want to let you guys know, as far as when it comes to Stefanski, he has to go. His play calling sucks. We don't score points. And I will give Barry a pass. For the simple fact, with the Deshaun Watson trade, losing those draft picks.
Sure.
And also, he did a good job this year, I think, in the draft with the rookies that we got now, because they're all performing very well. But as far as Stefanski, he's not the guy that we thought he was. And we're just wasting time. That's all I got.
All right, cool. LeBron, can I ask you a question? How old are you?
Sir.
I'm just curious how old you are.
I just turned 45.
35, is that what you said? So you were LeBron before LeBron became LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
All right, that's cool.
Sir. Yes, sir.
I was just curious. Thank you. All right, appreciate it. You know, it was one of those things where I just kind of wondered, like, if people started naming their kids LeBron after LeBron started playing.
I went through a drive-thru, and there was a guy named LeBron. And I looked at him, and I said, before? He goes, before. Okay.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I have tons of it. I'd take one more. Let's go Big Al's in Toledo. Big Al!
Hey, guys, appreciate you. I coached for many years. I'm in my mid-60s, and so I've been a Browns fan since, 68. But, you know, when you don't have talent and you've got everything else around you, there's not a whole hell of a lot you can do. So, you know, if I were to choose between Stefanski and our GM, GM's got to go.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, Big Al, thank you. It's ready to let him go. This last draft gave me hope. Gave me a lot of hope for him. I see the results from these rookies that are on the field right now. It's not that I was ever against Andrew Berry, but I thought Andrew in the beginning hung on to his own picks too long. I thought that was a problem. I thought he's lost three picks. And if it was truly his decision to trade for Deshaun Watson and said, nope, we need to give up three first-round draft picks, then there's no way he would be here right now.
Sing it, Andy.
Mike's in Stowe. I got time for one more. Go, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. Got about 25 seconds, 30 seconds.
All right. Neither one of them are on the hot seat. They were, I believe they decided they were going to give him like 3 years. My thought is they gave him, in their minds, Jimmy was given him 3 years, counting last year, this year, and next year. And this draft definitely put Andrew off the seat. And, you know, look, great point about the offense when, you know, he had more talent in the offensive line, was really well. It was one of the top offensive lines when he came here. Now it's one of the worst offensive lines. And our receiving core was definitely one of the better half. And now it's one of the worst five.
It's hard to watch sometimes. All right, Mike, thank you. Appreciate it. Running out of time there. Let's come back. We got a little NFL rapid fire. That's what's coming up next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Free the fan.
Get the latest from the Browns practices throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat guy. Recaps each and every practice, each and every game, featuring the best highlights from the coaches and the players during their media availabilities. We'll get it fixed, as well as all the on-the-field stuff. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube and do it right now. You can get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season.
You do your own drops now? Is that the way it works?
Yeah, I just go ahead and say them.
Just want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I was eating, was out with some friends the other day, and I was telling a story that Michael Stanley was involved in. I said, and Michael Stanley told me this, and they, my friend looked at me.
And said,
ding.
Ding. Ding.
Yeah. You think that's like a cool thing to do now? Everyone should do it now. When you drop someone's name, you should do.
Ding.
Thank you. And with that, I say, Dan Menigan, help me out. I need to know the rest of what's going on in the NFL. Let's do a little rapid fire.
Just open up the newspaper. The hell you need my help for? It's the standings right there.
What's a newspaper?
Good point.
Thank you. He got you there, Dan.
Next thing you know, you're going to tell me about something called local news. I'll be like, what's that? Now,
check the ticker.
Jeff. Oh, priceless.
You mean locally produced entertainment programming?
Yes.
All right, gentlemen.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, we have the latest from downtown Cleveland. Look at these donut shop that just opened up. It's fantastic. Hey, let's interview people outside. How are the donuts? Oh, I got to tell you, these are the best donuts I've ever had. Wow. All right. I'm the man on the street. Thank you.
All of that is Andy's way of saying local news isn't the same business that he and I got into many years ago.
Ethics? Who needs no stinking ethics? Go ahead.
Go ahead,
Dan. Did we
Dan.
Set you back? Oh,
wait, I'm now going. I zoned out.
Go ahead, Dan.
Sometimes in life, it's just easier to zone out on some of these rantings and ravings.
No, hey, Jeff, kidding. I got a all script. Jeff. It was written in New York. Just read it. Go ahead. It's all good.
See, now this is just a clever ploy to give it an odd zone out. All yes. right. Let's begin. So in the beginning of the season, we all looked at each other and said, the first 4 weeks are always the preseason anyway. I mean, that's
never preseason 2.0.
You've been saying that. I disagree.
I never said that. I said the first 6 weeks are going to be hard.
Yeah, you did.
You're focused on the Browns part. I'm focused on the NFL. That's the reason it's NFL rapid fire. And, it's the Browns rapid fire. Should they fire the coach? I don't know.
Here comes that voice again. Who is that?
Fire the coach. Next, fire your coach.
I don't know, but he sure is annoying.
Pull your favorite voice out. Quarterback.
I don't know. I got to talk about other teams.
Sure is annoying.
Whoa.
Anyway, so let's do a little real or not real.
I started watching the Browns in 1964.
Let's do a little real or not real here, okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let us begin with the Baltimore Ravens that are currently sitting at 1-4. Nobody saw this one coming from a mile away that they would struggle the way they had. Jeff Phelps, do you believe the Baltimore Ravens are an above 500 team or a below 500 team when we are having this conversation at the end of the year?
Above 500 team. There's only one thing that would keep it from doing that, and that's if they don't get some things straight on defense. Their defense has been atrocious. I think the only team they've held to under like 30 points is...
Don't you? So we're just not talking about the Browns here, Jeff.
You're Cleveland Browns.
Oh, ow!
But they've been bad. They have too good of an organization. John Harbaugh's too good of a coach. I can't see them not getting it figured out. I sure hope they don't, but I got it. Their defense has been a train wreck.
You know why they suck this year? Karma. If they wouldn't have started the season against the Browns, celebrating their 30th anniversary, no one would be hurt and their defense would be normal. Karma is keeping the Ravens bad.
I prefer to look at injuries and bad schemes.
How long is Lamar out? He's got this week, right? It's hamstring, so...
Might be a
keep
while.
Keep an ear out?
2 weeks, maybe.
Keep an ear out, see where it goes.
Got no problem with that. Now you know why Bo Jackson at Ohio State wants to be Bo, not Lamar.
They've got a quarterback named Rush. Shouldn't you love them?
I'll pass on that question.
There's a lot of footage going around of the drummer playing.
Fly-by-night guy trying to stick his 2 cents in there. Go ahead, yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs sitting at 2-3 at this point. Andy Baskin, when we have this conversation at the end of the year, will they be above 500 or below 500?
They'll be above 500. Book it, Dano. Book it. They'll be above 500. A little bit of a slow start. They'll get back to normal. They'll be fine.
Agreed.
The wide receiving core just needs to percolate a little
bit. Tyquan Thornton's doing a really nice job from them. He kind of flamed out in New England. They let him go, and he's been really good for them. And combine him with Hollywood Brown and Rashee Rice will be coming back, Xavier Worthy, even Juju. See, they have five guys there, Andy, that make you think, yep, okay. That's what the Browns don't have. Even though we're all thinking, yeah, their wide receivers aren't what they're cracked up to, well, guess what? Better than ours by a bunch.
Your Jacksonville Jaguars are 4-1 after their victory yesterday, where Trevor fell, picked the ball back up, and then ran for a touchdown in a play that I'm still baffled by.
Wasn't that funny?
It was something.
The guard stepped on his foot, and he fell down. And you thought, oh, no, wait a minute, he's back up. And he runs in, and they're 4-1, and the Browns have their pick.
Mr. Phelps, when we have this conversation, okay, will they be below 500 or above 500?
Above.
Ooh.
I hate it. I think they're okay. Trevor Lawrence is looking pretty good. Travis Etienne is doing a nice job, his college teammate from Clemson. And boy, Trevor threw a pass to Brian Thomas last night that was just beautiful. And I think Liam Cohen's doing a nice job there. I think they're looking at something like 9-8 this year. In other words, no, the Browns aren't getting their franchise quarterback with the Jacksonville pick.
So you're saying this guy knows what he was doing?
Duval. I hate that.
It was awkward.
They're playing pretty well. I give them credit. They're playing pretty well.
Trevor Lawrence, J.J. McCarthy. Maybe J.J.'s looking at his future there. I don't know if he can get back. They'll be 500. Although, well, wait, they can't be 500.
Nine and eight is close to 500.
Yeah, they'll be. I'll go.
You know what they're going to be?
I'm going to go 9-8. I am going to go 9-8.
They're going to be good enough that the Browns don't get their franchise quarterback with that pick. Duval.
Oh, stop.
Why does that sound like something from like a Munsters episode?
It sounds like something you say right after a really hard night out, and you just, yeah.
It sounds to me, this might be in the wheelhouse of you two guys. I may actually make a reference you two will understand. Did your kids get hooked on Toy Story as a kid?
Yeah.
Watch Toy Story?
Yeah.
That sounds like the aliens to me.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Every time he says it, all I think of is the claw. That's what it sounds like to me.
Duval.
Yeah.
Claw.
I'll buy that. That's
is that Liam?
Yes, that's Liam Cohen in his introductory press conference.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And that went, well, it happened. That's sure the best way to describe it. On the NFC side of things,
Duval.
The Dallas Cowboys are sitting at 2-2-1. They have a differential of -3 and point differential. Their defense is horrendous. Their quarterback's in the MVP conversation. I'm fascinated by this team, Jeff, and I don't know why.
Dak's playing pretty well, man.
He's flinging it everywhere.
It's Dallas. And they're doing it without, easy.
And they're doing it without CeeDee. Well, I can't stand the
And they're doing
the
it without
Cowboys.
CeeDee Lamb. Flournoy had a great game the other day. And he's a guy that they've kind of been cultivating for a couple of years. See, this is, I hate to go back to the Browns. This is what the Browns need to do. You're going to bring in Isaiah Bond. You got Jamari Thrash. Cultivate them. And turn them into somebody who can play like Flournoy has in Dallas.
Andy, is it just me or does Flournoy seem like something we'd have to call a doctor for?
I do, yes.
No, you know what it sounds like?
Either that or something that we would use to solve something that we would call a doctor for.
Oh my God, there's some Flournoy in my water. What am I doing?
You know what it sounds like to me? TV. Yeah.
It sounds like one of those commercials where you've got, you know, the grandma and the grandpa and they're sitting at the dock and they're holding hands and your big toe ready to fall off. Ask your doctor to prescribe Flournoy.
You can see them dancing with each other to some cover band in the
exactly
villages.
Exactly right. Yep.
If Flournoy lasts
they hop
more
in an
than
old
4 hours,
truck,
call your doctor.
Drive off a cliff.
Let's not forget Micah Parsons got traded out of this thing out
right
too, right? I mean, so...
Oh, their defense is a mess.
Javonte Williams has stepped in and done a really nice job in their backfield.
Blue finally got some carries too, which was nice to see.
So let me ask you the bigger question. Are you rooting for the Cowboys?
No.
Yeah, I am. You know why? The more Jerry Jones sound bites I can get on my television, the better.
So let me phrase this better. The Cowboys will land in second, third, or fourth in the NFC. The NFC's Eagles are going to win it, right? We can all agree the Eagles are going to win
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you would think okay. so.
Will they be ahead of the Commanders when the season's over? Forget about the Giants.
I'd say unlikely. I'd but say you unlikely. Never know.
I think it is what it is. I think the Cowboys will be the third team in the NFC's.
And, of course, Jerry Jones giving people the finger during that game, too, which, you know.
You got to like it when an 83-year-old billionaire Jerry gives operate. You the finger.
I'm not trying to jump ahead. Do you have any Baker Mayfield in this? Did you see him barking at the fan?
I mean, sure, if you're dying to do Baker Mayfield.
No, I don't know. I'm just asking if you saw that.
Or I could play Jerry Jones and we can all laugh.
Play Jerry, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, let's enjoy life.
Do that.
Okay. I don't have time to have a bad time. It isn't on my schedule.
Darn right. It will forever make me laugh. So the San Francisco 49ers wrap this bad boy up. They're 4-1 right now.
Yes, they are.
With Mac Jones at the helm. And a defense that is seriously banged up and will not have Nick Bosa for the rest of the season. They're missing guys left and right. And somehow Kyle Shanahan has this team at 4-1.
George Kittle out. Ricky Pearsall out.
Where this ends?
Is it real or not real?
Over 500?
Add Mac Jones to the list of guys that the Browns thought, no, we're good. Could have had Mac Jones. Could have had Sam Darnold.
Can we do one segment on this show who wins the West? Browns wallowing?
If you believe the Niners aren't the best team in the West, who wins the West?
Seattle has been impressive. I still believe if you keep Sam Darnold, good gravy. If you keep Matthew Stafford upright, I think it's still the Rams. You just got to keep Matthew Stafford upright.
Yeah.
You agree?
He's playing really well.
Yeah, I'm
fine. He's got 11 touchdown passes already this year.
That's who I circle. And I believe we will end rapid fire with this one. Did you see we once again had another week where someone couldn't figure out that you have to cross the goal line with the ball then before you drop the ball?
What are these guys thinking?
It's a weekly occurrence.
And then did you see what happened?
Firing college coaches.
Did you see what happened?
Yeah, he got into a little bit of a discussion with his head coach.
With his coach, Jonathan Gannon.
And ended with a closed fist pat on the shoulder.
Yeah, it looked like he gave him a shot. And then in team meetings yesterday, Jonathan Gannon apologized to DeMarcado in front of the entire team. Said, I lost my cool in the situation. I apologize. And I'm thinking, okay. And he dropped the football at the inside the one on what would have been a 71-yard touchdown, would have given you the lead, and you ended up losing the game.
Jeff, what do they tell you when you boot a ball playing second, short, or third, or first even? What do they tell you after you boot the ball?
You suck.
Don't make the second error, right? It's easy to make the second error by trying to force a throw to first base. He made the second error there, too.
That's there you go.
Silly. You don't want to do that. Silly.
And we end this segment with the advice Brian Anderson gave all of us long ago.
I'm going to tell you.
What's he going to tell us?
Oh, of course, the stupid thing doesn't work. Well, forget it.
Why would it?
Duval.
You're possessed. Let's talk about the Guardians when we come back here in a second. By the way, did we ever figure out LeBron? It was a big advertisement, right? 100%? That was the big announcement.
Crummy commercial.
It was a commercial.
Son of a beast thing.
See, now he's going the whole decision thing and just hawk stuff.
Oh, he leaned into it. He knew everyone was making fun of him after he did it. And so now years later, he leans back in it and has a little bit of fun.
I would like to say that I was right.
Oh, I'm Anthony Atlant.
Where did you come from?
He opened my microphone.
Victory lap,
ladies and gentlemen, Anthony Atlant is now a part of the show today. What are you taking a victory lap on what?
I said this is an advertisement. There's no way he's retiring.
And you said this on what platform?
I said it to you before the show.
Oh, he did? I missed it.
Yeah.
Did you hear him say it?
Yeah, you miss everything in the morning.
I was looking right at you.
I'm working. I'm working when I don't have to kick people out of my desk. It's not my desk.
My great aunt Fanny, I'm working.
You see, I work before I get in here. You guys are all joking around, drinking your coffee, eating donuts. I mean, like, here I am, the busy bee.
You were going to accuse me of smoking cigarettes, weren't you?
No, I wasn't going to do that.
Donuts, smoking cigarettes.
Meanwhile, I want to talk about the Guardians when we come back. Can we do that? We'll do that. Yep, we're going to do that. And we're going to get back to the Browns in the 1 o'clock hour. Plus, Jeff is going to help us find us a quarterback for next year.
It's a different shtick.
What do you want to call it then?
We're just looking at quarterbacks in the draft next
year. Well, he's going to just look and help us try to find us a quarterback for next year. That's just the way I see it. Why change? Baskin and Phelps, change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
As always, you can listen to this show. You can listen to all of our local shows on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We'll get back to the Browns here in a minute. I do want to talk about the Guardians with Chris Antonetti and Stephen Vogt scheduled to speak a little bit later this afternoon. They'll give you the postmortem on, you know, what they saw, what the way things shook out there at the end of the season. I don't know. I said it before, so I'm going to follow through with it. I was really excited with the fact that they even just made the playoffs, so I was good with that. Am I not happy they didn't win the last game? No, I'm not happy, but you shouldn't be happy. They shouldn't be happy. Nobody should be happy that they weren't able to advance on because, you know, if they had any kind of offense, they would have got by Detroit, but they didn't, so this is where we sit. Jeff, we didn't have any chance to talk about the Guardians over the last couple of days. You were off on Friday. Just kind of digest what you saw and where you think this team's headed.
I thought it was such a fun season and wildly, wildly entertaining, even though the baseball was entertaining. I don't think the team is entertaining. Does that make sense? I thought the way,
Yes, it does.
The situation they were in and the way they handled it was just terrific, wildly entertaining. Their team bores the snot out of me offensively. I just
would you like a Kleenex?
Just drives me nuts, man. I have my fingers crossed that they might have stumbled onto some things. Could George Valera become something? Could Chase DeLauder be ready to go?
We never even touched that. Like, how great was that story?
Well, it was...
I don't even think we even talked about it very much on Friday.
It was terrible, is what it was.
But they didn't bring him up earlier?
No.
Oh.
It was terrible that the manager of our team, and I'm sure with front office, you know, consultation, thought the best opportunity for this team to score runs in the postseason was to bring in a guy who had never played in the major leagues. That's awful.
They had five of those guys on this team that didn't play before the season started.
I know. So I didn't expect them to compete this year. To be perfectly honest, it screams the Browns to me. It's the same type of thing because the Browns have a good defense. The Guardians have good pitching. The Browns can't score very much, and neither can the Guardians. It's a real similar situation. And my hope is they stumbled onto some things this year. You know, is Kyle Manzardo ready to get 550 at-bats? Yeah, I think so. Is he the real deal? I think so.
If you give him 550 at-bats, you'll find out, won't you?
Well, he did pretty well, and he had, you know, 27 home runs, I think it was. I like Kyle. He needs to be in the lineup every day. What are you going to do at second base? I keep thinking you didn't draft one of these power hitters, and instead you took a second baseman, and now you got a guy at second base who looks like Andrés Giménez reincarnated with a glove, and Rocchio's hitting. And I'll be honest. Bazzana better be really good, because I think Rocchio's a heck of a player. And if he can latch onto the offense, then you got something. And I wonder if Bazzana can play the outfield. Is Arias your shortstop? Is Jose happy? I think Bo Naylor's coming on. I think Bo's going to be just fine behind the plate, but he can't hit something that begins with a 1 or with a 20. I mean, get it up to 240 anyway, please. And the outfield still stinks. You got to find outfielders.
I find the Bazzana question interesting because you got to believe he's going to start. I did have it. This is a dang moment, but I had a chance to talk to a guy who managed against him over the weekend and just said he's legit. Like, there's no question about it.
Did he say he can play the outfield?
I didn't really get into that with him. He just said he's a second baseman. So,
yeah, but you know what? By all accounts, and I can't wait to see the guy.
Then again, everybody in the organization is second baseman or shortstop, so you're good. Well,
but by all accounts, the guy's, you know, a heck of a baseball player and going to be a good major leaguer. I think you've got a really good second baseman. Do you move him to shortstop? You move Brian to shortstop and play?
Do you think they're giving up on Arias? Do you think they're going to give up on Arias?
I kind of hope so. I think Gabe Arias could end up being a really good all-around utility player. And that said, they have about 14 of those. What's Angel Martinez? Daniel Schneeman?
Okay, you got 3 right there.
I don't think Rocchio is a utility guy. I think Rocchio is an everyday starter in an infield.
I do too.
I just wonder what position it's. If he hits like he did down the stretch, he can go play shortstop. That'd be great.
It'd be nice if he could hit a little bit more than down the stretch. But yeah, I agree with what you're saying.
I hope Bazzana can be the real deal.
I hope Babe Naylor comes back to the team next year.
Because
during the playoffs, he looked like.
I've bounced this off of Dan. Dan, should I lay out what it is I want to do this winter?
You gave it an opportunity. Now it's taking it forever to come up with an answer.
I'm trying to figure out. If it's what you said this morning, then I don't know if I feel like yelling at you.
Oh, then for sure I want to hear it. Go.
I'm going to take a big swing and not miss.
On?
The home run derby champ.
Oh, now this I'm in for. Sorry. Thought you were talking about something else.
Pete Alonso is a free agent that the Guardians can't afford.
Everyone keeps talking about that. I've heard other people say this too. Keep going.
Could you find a better person for this team right now in this lineup than one of the best power hitters in the game who happens to play first base, plays it well, and hits right-handed, and who has relatives in Northeast Ohio?
Where's relatives?
Woodridge grads.
Oh, I should have known. Woodridge?
You remember when he won the home run derby here? And his cousin pitched to him.
Oh, I do remember that. Yes, yes.
Yeah. In fact, I believe his cousin was on the show, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think we had him on the next day. That was pretty cool.
His cousin Derek.
Derek Alonso?
No.
Oh.
And I'm not sure of this. I think Pete's mom is from here. Now, can our team afford him? Absolutely not. Or can they?
We take a hometown discount then?
No, he's not taking any kind of a discount. You know what's going to happen? You know how when people need help with anything financial, they open these pages?
Tell us, Jeff. Tell us.
I'm not going to use the words GoFundMe for our campaign, but we're going to start our own. Let's make Pete Alonso a guardian.
Ooh.
You too can donate $1 and bring Pete Alonso to Cleveland.
His mom played softball at Ohio Wesleyan University. Oh, woo.
I think she's from here, but I'm not sure. Drop him right behind Jose Ramirez in that batting order and watch Jose hit 40 bombs and drive in 120.
She was born near Lancaster,
Ohio. He'll get fastballs. Fastballs and more fastballs because Pete Alonso is going to hit him into the bleachers. The perfect guy to add to this lineup, New York Mets slugger Pete Alonso. He can live with cousin Derek. It won't cost him a dime. There, maybe there's a discount for you. Derek, if you're listening, Bulldogs all the way.
Michelle Alonso was born in Lancaster, Ohio.
That's great. Home of Ben Curtis.
She and her husband Pete.
Maybe Ben can come through for us. All right, so she wasn't from Cuyahoga Falls or anything. She must have relatives somewhere.
I don't know. She was from a suburb of Cuyahoga Falls, Lancaster.
Yeah. It's only 2 hours away.
Just a little farther south.
It's only 2 hours away.
This according to the New York Post.
You know, if you zoom out far enough on a map, it's close.
You know what my goal is?
Yeah, that's true. Squeeze it together. That's a good
point. My goal is?
What's your goal?
For Menigan to get Pete Alonso on the show.
I'll see what I can do.
That's my goal.
Can they afford him?
Yeah. Dan?
Can they? Yeah.
Will they?
Different story.
Not likely. But think about it. If you dropped Pete Alonso on this baseball team, well, all of a sudden, that's a different look, Andy. Jose hits third and Pete Alonso hits fourth. You got Kyle Manzardo hitting fifth, DHing. You got the young upstart Chase DeLauder hitting sixth.
Listen to this. Yes, keep going.
You got Travis Bazan, a number one overall pick, hitting ninth. It's going to be great.
It's just like the 90s.
Isn't that foolish? Pete Alonso on this team.
I'm just going to argue with you.
Let's get Pete Alonso on the Guardians. Yes. Yes. It's a silly thought. Yes. I'm blowing smoke for no apparent reason.
I don't know. Could there be a
better fit for this lineup than Pete Alonso? Derek, if you're listening out there in Bulldog country, get cousin Pete on the phone. We want him on the show. I almost sent you a LinkedIn invitation the other day, but you just said who?
You would have said who.
Ding.
All right, are you done? Are you done making your case? I like it.
Well, I like it.
I'm not going to argue with you. Anybody here does not want Pete Alonso.
I'm looking at Menigan, who forever tells me, they can spend it. They have it. They just want to spend it.
I want Pete Alonso. I'm sending Scott Boras an email, damn it.
Beautiful. Oh, it's Scott Boras. They're definitely not getting him.
Oh, is that who it is?
Jeff, you make the lemon squares. I'll make the chocolate chip cookies. We'll put the stand out front.
Perfect.
We'll get it done.
Perfect.
Get it done.
Hey, Scott, Pete has family here. We'll treat him great. Heck, we might even be able to talk opponents into letting cousin Derek pitch to him. Pete Alonso, a guardian. Bring it on, baby.
We'll do 3 o'clock. Somebody like ask how him. People raise cash for prom. That's the stuff we'll do. We'll sell candy bars, flowers, cookie dough.
T-shirts?
T-shirts. Man, whatever we got to do.
I sold the heck out of Indian River citrus in high school to pay for a band trip.
Case in point. We've done it before. We'll do it again. They can pay for prom. We can pay for Pete Alonso.
Bingo.
All right. Are we done?
No, because it's just starting.
All right. It's just starting. Jeff Phelps' case for Pete Alonso. You heard it here first. Although I think I've heard it other places.
You haven't. You heard it from me.
You heard it from Jeff. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's go back to the Browns. Jeff is going to help. Jeff's going to help find us a quarterback.
No, that's last year's.
He's going to help find us a quarterback.
That was last year's deal.
Come on down, Jeff.
This is new.
QBs.
Nobody listened last year.
We got throwers. We got runners. We got guys that can curl.
Why would they listen now?
216-474-0092.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.